The 2024 high school football season kicked off last weekend with some big performances by several local schools. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Moda News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the opening weekend of the season in just a moment, as well as taking a look forward to this weekend's games. And we'll also be looking at all of the other big local sports stories of the week, including some soccer news, some college football, some motorsports, some wrestling, and the latest from the Ferndale horse races. But first up, several local teams hit the ground running on the opening weekend of the 2024 high school football season. Eight of the nine HDNL varsity teams were in action, along with some of the Mendocino County teams. And it was an impressive start for several schools, most notably Fortuna, St. Bernard's, Ferndale, and Arcata. The Fortuna Huskies kicked off in style, shutting out the Del Norte Warriors in the most anticipated matchup of the opening weekend, after both schools shared last year's Big Four championship with St. Bernard's. Fortuna won the game 22-0. It was the first regular season shutout loss for Del Norte since 2017, as a physical Huskies team gradually wore them down and pulled away late. The St. Bernard's Crusaders also won their first game, beating the Warriors in Hoopa by a score of 45-6. The Arcata Tigers also impressed on opening weekend with a 22-0 win over the Eureka Loggers at the Redwood Bowl. Junior quarterback Luke Lemke, who was last season's Little Four offensive MVP, threw for three touchdowns in the win, including two to senior receiver Cal Tucker. It was Arcata's second straight opening weekend victory over the Loggers, who have not won a game since 2022 but look much improved under new head coach Sam Edmonds. On Saturday afternoon, the Ferndale Wildcats also won their season opener. Junior quarterback Tanner Pigeon provided the highlight play of the afternoon when he broke free for a 95-yard touchdown run in a 39-12 victory over Fort Bragg at Ferndale High School. It was one of four touchdowns for the standout junior. The McKinleyville Panthers were also in action on opening weekend and lost 50-18 to Kelseyville. In Mendocino County, the Willits Wolverines kicked off their season with a victory, defeating Weed 39-13, while the Ukiah Wildcats lost 40-22 to Rancho Cotati at Ukiah High School. The early season action continues this weekend. On Friday night, the Arcata Tigers will host the Fortuna Huskies in the most anticipated local game of the weekend. That game will take place at McKinleyville High School, with kickoff set for 7:30 p.m. Also on Friday night, Eureka travels to play Shasta. Del Norte will host Ashland. Ferndale plays at Fall River. Hoopa hosts Etna. And Ukiah will play Dublin at Ukiah High School. Rounding out a busy night of games for North Coast teams on Friday, the South Fork Cubs will kick off their new season when they play at Fort Bragg, with the game set for 7 p.m. The action continues on Saturday when Willits travels to Eureka to play St. Bernard's at Crusader Field, with kickoff set for 2 p.m. In local high school soccer, meanwhile, a young South Fork girls team entertained Willits on Wednesday afternoon and tied the Wolverines 0-0. According to longtime coach Ann Constantino, some of her younger players have been impressing early in the season, most notably freshman Kendall Kircher, Camilla Hawkins, and Callie Smith, each of whom has quickly won a starting spot on this year's team. The Ferndale girls also were in action this week, defeating Clearlake 2-0 at Ferndale High School in their season opener on Tuesday. 1 year after winning the program's first ever North Coast Section Championship in the sport, a young Ferndale team appears ready to battle for a conference title in this year's Little Four. The team has no seniors this fall after graduating seven players from the 2023 championship winning side, but head coach Bailey Davey will welcome a talented freshman class to the program, and several of those players are already having an immediate impact. In boys soccer, the defending HDNL champions Del Norte should be among the favourites to win this year's league title once again. The Warriors, who have the majority of their championship winning team back this fall, are 5-1 early in the season, including going 4-0 at the McKinleyville tournament last weekend. The Warriors defeated league rival Arcata 5-1 in the tournament final. League play for the boys begins next week. In college football, College of the Redwoods will carry some high expectations into this weekend's season opener. The Corsairs ended a three-decade wait for a bowl victory last year, defeating Hartnell College 63-0 in the 2023 Grizzly Bowl. And they are coming off back-to-back winning seasons since head coach Jason White and his staff took over the program heading into the 2022 season. The Corsairs kick off the new season at Merced College on Saturday afternoon. They will return to the North Coast to host Hartnell at the Redwood Bowl in their home opener next weekend in what will be a rematch of last year's Grizzly Bowl. Redwoods will play all of its 2024 home games at the Redwood Bowl. In motorsports, a packed house showed up at the Redwood Acres Raceway on Saturday night as the Spears SRL Southwest Tour Series made its return to the local track for the first time since 2016. Jacob Gomes won a competitive feature event and took home a check for $15,000. The 2024 Redwood Acres Raceway season will conclude on September the 21st with the Steve Taylor Memorial Fall Spectacular. A full schedule of late models, upstate modifieds, upstate bombers, legends, and mini stocks will all be in action. In addition, the season will conclude with the second boat race of the year at the local raceway. In college wrestling, the Corsairs will host five events this season, which is their second back on the mats after the program was reinstated last year for the first time since the 1980s. Head coach Brandon Benvenuti has 15 wrestlers on this year's roster, which will host three dual meets and a tournament at the CR Gymnasium in late October. And finally this week, the 2024 Ferndale Horse Races will close out with 2 days of racing this weekend. Fans will be admitted free of charge, with the action getting started at 2:15 on both Saturday and Sunday. And that's this week's Camud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.